Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Matthew Wallace from VR Sim. He's got talking points. You don't need talking points. You know what you're talking about.
Some days.
And then we'll be joined by, is it Joe Lucella? Is
that Lucella, how you say? I think, yes.
Yeah. There's a big thing this weekend at Mohegan Sun, the EMS and Fire Pro Expo. They got an expo for everything. Is this why you can buy a new fire truck and stuff?
Like, yes, you can buy a new fire truck, new test dummies, supplies, T-shirts. It's well attended because it's all of New England. It's incredibly well.
So they have other EMS and fire expos in other parts of the country.
There are 5 regional and 1 national.
That's just the things you learn about the reasons to bring people together. But so you must have to hit. Now again, let's take a step back. VR Sim. Give people the elevator pitch on what you do.
So VR Sim builds training simulations for primarily the skilled trades and what we'll call allied health. And for us, allied health is paramedics, EMS, fire, police, all need basic EMS
and
training.
Nursing, right?
And then on top of that, we do nursing. Yeah. And again, aimed mostly for certified nursing assistants and associated caregivers.
So basically, it's virtual reality stuff. You put on the headset and you go through certain scenarios. I did it for the trades, all right? I did the
you were a painter.
Yeah, it was terrible. I was not a good painter. So the thinking is with many of these that you can create these legitimate, authentic training modules, and then you don't have to pay like for the painting. You don't have to have all of them go and physically use all this equipment to learn how to do it. They can be at a more advanced stage when they go to that stage.
That's exactly right. And we give better, more real situations that you couldn't necessarily do just in like a training simulation. Sometimes handling bad equipment, bad materials, and it allows us to give us a whole broad range of things that they wouldn't normally be exposed to.
And so when I was at the University of St. Joseph, what was that, like almost 2 years ago maybe? And that one was EMS, right? The thing you showed. But you have an update to that, correct?
Sure. And it's kind of an as promised. What you saw a year and a half ago at St. Joe's was the beginning of what we'll call basic skill levels. These are the things. Here's what you do when someone has a heart attack. Here's what you do when someone has a broken bone or a bleed. The basic skills drive that first level of EMS. We are going to debut just tomorrow, in fact, on stage, the first version of what we're calling advanced EMS. It is a more rounded experience. It's more immersive. It's way more involved in the moving parts of how an actual scene looks like. You go in, a child might be having a seizure. Not only do you have to know what's being told to you, you have to interact with other paramedics or EMS personnel, as well as parents who might be there and might be upset and yelling at you about what's going on or have questions about what you're doing to their child. So it's more about the communication and the soft skills. It is a more driven, immersive, here's what it's like to really go on a call.
So when we're talking with Matthew Wallace from VR Sim here, one more question before we have to take a break here, and then we'll bring in Joe to talk about the event. But at the event, like, who buys your stuff? And, like, so, like, will at events like this have to be massive for you, right? Because you actually will probably make sales through an event like this.
Well, we would like to. That's kind of a new approach for us. Generally, we go through educational distributors. This time, we're reaching out directly to the firehouses, and we're reaching out directly to the institutions that are doing the training on the field. Connecticut has a massive amount of gaps in their EMS and paramedics.
In terms of geography.
Yeah, they call them, they're EMS deserts, places where calls aren't responded to. Or some 40% of the area is covered by volunteers who try, and unless they pay themselves and engage themselves, they have little or limited training. So this is a way of giving them the training. The other reason we're going to, this is important for us, is we're going out to these people at a relatively low, for us, price point. I mean, we're talking for a community, it's a $5,000 investment, not a $50,000 or a $10,000. It's $5,000. And they can get out there and learn the basic skills of the top scenarios.
So you're going to be on tomorrow.
I hope so.
You got to be ready to roll. We're going to take a quick break and continue with Matthew Wallace from VRSim. And then we'll talk with Joe LaSella, who is a coordinator of the EMS and Fire Pro Expo at Mohegan Sun this weekend. It might just be a cool thing to check out. So you get to go to Mohegan Sun and see some cool stuff.
And it's free.
And it's free. We have Matthew Wallace from VRSim, a good friend of the show. And on the phone, we have Joe LaSella. He's the coordinator of the EMS and Fire Pro Expo at Mohegan Sun this weekend. Joe, did I get the last name right?
Hey, that was perfect. Thank you so much.
Hey.
Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Yeah, I get lucky every now and then. So we were talking with Matthew a little bit about, you know, his new product, but can you give people a perspective? Because, you know, Matthew said this is the biggest one, like, for New England, and there's a bunch of different regions that have this kind of show, and then there's a big national one. What goes on a weekend like this?
Yeah, so thanks so much. So we all volunteer to coordinate this. We're all first responders here around the state of Connecticut. This is a nonprofit organization. So what happens this weekend is we brought a couple thousand first responders from all over the country to Connecticut, to the Mohegan Sun Arena, where we are learning. We have over 110 classes for first responders. We have networking events. And then we have this great free exhibit hall. And inside that exhibit hall, there's almost 200 companies from around the world that are displaying their products, their boats, their fire engines, their ambulances, their software, their services, uniforms, t-shirts, everything you can imagine, all under one roof here at Mohegan Sun. The, you know, first responders, people in the community, they're welcome to come. You walk the exhibit hall for free. They just show up. We give them a free badge, and they get to go in and see people like VRSim and so many others.
I actually think the kids would like it.
Yes.
Because of all the bells and whistles and sirens and things.
How often do you get to play with a fire truck?
You don't get, you know, the whole thing like touch a truck and all that kind of stuff. So I actually think it's a neat concept. First of all, Joe, where do you do your Monday through Friday? Like, what do you do?
Sure, I'm the full-time emergency management director for the town of Greenwich, and I work for Greenwich EMS down in that town. And I've been a first responder for over 32 years, spent majority of the time running ambulance services, and I still volunteer today as an assistant chief at an ambulance service. So, you know, I've been working with many of these folks for a long time, and it's great to bring them all together and really just kind of get the youth to understand what we do and kind of build pathways for children and for teenagers who may be looking to go into a new career. This is a great way. I just saw a bunch of high schools here that have different EMS and fire programs in their high schools. Their teachers bring them here, let them take some classes from, you know, national, world-round, you know, renowned speakers. And so those kids get to come in and kind of see what we do on a daily basis.
You must get some interesting calls now. I'm not going to get into it down in Greenwich. I just really quick before we let you go, Joe, and we appreciate the time, because I think it is a cool event, and I think Mohegan and, you know, places like it, you can make a day of it no matter what you do, and the fact that it's free is very cool and very accessible. Give us the hours and maybe suggest a couple of good times for if people listening might want to drop in.
Yeah, absolutely. So for today, we're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And again, they just show up to the Mohegan Sun Earth Conference Center. They park in the winter garage area, and they walk right in. They stop by the registration desk, and we'll guide you up to the exhibit hall. And then tomorrow we'll be open from 9 to 2. And, you know, yesterday alone we had a couple thousand people here. We actually had to order more lanyards this morning and have them overnighted to us because we just about ran out of lanyards, and we had about 2,500 when we started the day yesterday.
Wow. And so it no Sunday, just 9 to 2 tomorrow?
Correct. Yeah, 9 to 2 tomorrow, and we'll be here.
Awesome. Hey, Joe, it's great to meet you, and I guess sounds like it's quite the project to put together. So we appreciate the time and hope it goes well and a lot more people come.
Yeah, and if you were interested in seeing our keynote ceremony, and we're kicking it off now in about 5 minutes, jump onto EMS Fire Pro Expo on Facebook or Instagram. I'll be posting it live. So it'll be, you know, if you have any interest in checking it out, please tune in.
Easy to do. Thanks again. Give us a, so you just, can we just put in search EMS Fire Pro Expo in Facebook search and it'll pop up?
That's correct. If you put that in there, follow our page, and you guys will get to get firsthand view of what's going on here, starting off in about 4 minutes.
Awesome. Thanks, Joe. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Joe LoSala, who's the coordinator of the whole event this weekend at the EMS and Fire Pro Expo at Mohegan Sun. He does a lot of first responder stuff in Greenwich. First of all, stepping back, how is business? Like, I mean, I want to ask you about AI in a second, too.
Yeah, it's a fair question. So this is a challenging year for business. There's no question. We've been very...
Why is that?
Tariffs impact us both sides.
Even though you're all like tech?
Even though we're all like tech, we buy stuff from China, from France, that go into our component pieces. So we get paid, we see tariffs on that side. And then on the other side is going out. We're not exactly the most popular country in the world right now, so we're seeing a lot of resistance to sales. We've been, knock wood, very fortunate, in part because...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And Dan's right about pointing out we've been really, really fortunate in this EMS space where we expect we'll do more than $1 million in sales in that for us, which is significant. For a product that's less than a year old, it's very significant.
Yeah. How is, you know, we talked about this a little bit last time you joined us, but artificial intelligence, at some point, these things become like choose your own ending and all this, you can get much more variability, right, with the product. Have you been able, because programming it is brutally difficult, I'm sure.
It is, but like the product we're debuting tomorrow is infused with AI. I mean, that's part of the point. To get it the immersion, I have realistic participants, even though they're fictional characters, right? The parents get concerned. If you don't address them, they become more agitated and they become more intrusive and get in the way. So it's about creating realistic characters. That's driven by AI. AI does all the voicing, so it allows us a lot of variability in speech. And this is just the beginning of that space. We just put an op-ed in on doing dementia care and mimicking dementia using AI, and that's going to be part of this year's debut of stuff.
Wow. And so, I mean, obviously you're all in on it. There are some obviously blind spots with it because it's only as good as what it can access, but you build your own like proprietary, like when you use AI, I always think of ChatGPT and it just takes everything out on the web. But like there are some people who build their own sort of like proprietary systems.
Yeah, we do the same thing though. We go out on the web and pull from what's called a large language model. So we use ChatGPT or Gemini. There's a number of them that you can access. And then it's how you build a structure to make use of the core drive on that. I think from an industry standpoint, and particularly for us, some of the small language model things, which puts a few more limits on structure and what it pulls from, will become more and more popular. There's a struggle to make money on AI, to be candid. I mean, everybody talks about it. Everybody's afraid of
it. So much money is getting invested in it.
Yeah. And a lot of that investment, it hasn't really borne the fruit people thought as quickly as they would think.
Because
the implementation is everybody uses ChatGPT like it's a Google search engine, and that's not what it is, but that's how it gets used primarily.
Yeah, well, I think of, and we got to go, I think of Gemini and the impact it has on news. So people get that little snapshot ahead of the top of their Google search so they don't click on the news story. So already struggling news outlets make even less money. Yep. I just think the whole thing is when they talk about cliches like paradigm shift, I mean, we just don't know what it's going to look like in a year or 2 years or 3 years.
We know this. Your attention is going to get pulled even finer and away from the core stuff and to curated by an AI to help try to tailor what you want to see. Which makes you feel good, but probably doesn't always get to the fact.
Yeah, might not even be great for you in the long run. Hey, Matthew, it's great to see you. We'll
as
catch
always.
Up. Thanks for the reading material. Now he's got me. I'm stocked. I could sit in my room until Christmas and not finish some of these, but I do appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.